Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
We are diving deeper into the Karen Reed case today. Not just the what's, the when, or the where. We're going deep into the why. Why do certain people stick to narratives that seem to defy evidence? Why do others double down on a narrative even when it starts falling apart? And more importantly, how do you spot the difference between a truth teller and someone selling you a polished, high-gloss version of events? Joining us is someone who spent his career doing exactly that, retired FBI Special Agent Robin Drake, former head of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Robin, let's start here from your perspective. When you see a suspect publicly doubling down in their interviews, aggressively pushing a counter-narrative while seemingly disregarding contradictory evidence or contradictory things that she said in the past that are directly different than what it was now, what are the behavioral tells you're looking for that might point to deception versus conviction?
There's a lot to unpack in that.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
We can go deception versus truth if you want first, and that is because that's the toughest one. No one can predict deception from truth. And so, especially when you have, as been so noted so many times by us and others, when you have so much alcohol involved, and then as you have time passing, you have false narratives and false memories implanted in your brain, and then kind of morphing it into the topic of what we're talking about is why would she do the things she's doing? And a lot of it is, from my standpoint in our conjecture is she's trying to continually control the narrative that's been placed against her. She feels like a victim, and she's trying to control the situation. And that's what starts it. But then when you get the fan club around you that is supporting you, believing in you, and standing by your side, that is continually echoing the same thoughts that you have, you feel extremely justified and righteous in all the things you're saying. So even if it contradicts things you might say before, you're going to be able to rationalize that away, because as you're consuming information, it validates your own self-opinion. You put out more opinion about yourself, it's validated again. It becomes this never-ending loop and cycle of doing exactly the same thing.
I mean, it feels, and I pointed this out earlier in the day, it feels a lot like, I mean, and I can't diagnose her, you can't diagnose her, but it feels very much like narcissistic behavior or borderline type behavior. This constant need for attention, this constant need for affirmation of one's own stories, and this constant need to be right, to not be able to take in information that may be contradictory towards her own beliefs about herself. So she just seemingly, and the spookiest part is changing narratives, changing facts about what happened that night. It's not just, oh, I feel different about it now, or time has passed. It's literally different stories, especially right. when we're talking about the night that John O'Keefe died. Initially, she came in with, I might have hit him, I might have clipped him. The interview with Dennis Murphy on Dateline, she talks about all of that. And she also says the line in the middle of all that, he didn't look mortally wounded, which I found to be very interesting, because she's going from theoretically, could I have hit him? Could I have clipped him? He didn't look mortally wounded, but could I have done this? Could I? It was an interesting mix in there. These are all speculation, then factual statement of observation, and then more speculation. It felt kind of like a Freudian slip in that. I mean, is that what that was? Because it was completely out of context to say he didn't look mortally wounded. Why would anyone say that unless you're actually recalling a moment of your memory?
I think you're exactly right. And I also think every behavior we're seeing her do is as we keep saying on case over and over, is that it's fitting a pattern behavior of life arc in her life.
Yeah.
The way she's behaving now and what she's doing now, I do not believe is incongruent for who she's been her entire life and the way she's interacted with others and the way she's controlled narratives her entire life, especially when she's feeling insecure and defensive about actions she is taking. And so I think it's very congruent. The interesting thing also is what I think, again, conjecture is that what's happening is as she's seeing other people, whether it's her own defense or other people in her echo chamber, pointing out things that of possibilities, it's like floating ideas that we can see if we can grab onto and see if this works. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not working. We'll let go of that one. And we'll see, grab onto this one. We're kind of seeing it in the Koberger case too with their defense. Oh, let's try to grab this one and see if this works. Ah, it didn't work. Let's try over here. Let's try this one. So I think you're getting multiple kind of personality things and attempts coming out here.
And that's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out in court, because in Karen land, I mean, she can insulate herself to a certain extent and believe she's the greatest and believe that everybody's behind her and that her story is what it is, that she couldn't have possibly hit John. That's what she's saying now, contrary to everything that she had said in initial interviews. The problem with all of that is that all of that's going to be in the trial this time. That was not there before.
And when you say she couldn't possibly hit John. So you know me, I love probabilities. Mm-hmm. I don't say what happens or didn't happen, but let's just look at rational thought on things. This is what I kind of did a little bit of a deeper dive on when looking at this. So she says she couldn't reasonably hit John. She clearly admitted that she had been drinking and over drinking and overindulgence. So let's look at the law of probabilities. How many people and what percentage of people have accidentally hit someone or hit something and don't have a clear, accurate memory of that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah.
Now, if we're now looking at the defense of what they're claiming as a possibility, because now they're trying to, and rightfully so, you know, there's been some very clear missteps, malfeasance, or bad investigative processes on the police department side, because we got lots of issues there, which completely undermined their own case. But Let's just look at the house and the things they've claimed. Some of the things they're claiming is that Chloe the dog bit John O'Keefe. Mm-hmm. That's where the scratches and marks came from. So they're saying that this animal, from their defense, did this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do a deep dive. This is as I understand it from the research I did, this is a dog that had been a police dog,
mm-hmm.
well-trained, with zero record of having bitten or being aggressive towards any individual that's on record. We can only go with records. So it's never been reported. It's never been documented. And a well-trained police dog just does not randomly bite arms, scratch, and do all the things they're claiming. So again, when you're just looking at a lot of probabilities, what's the likelihood that this dog's behavior from the documentation we have went from zero to 100?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a challenge there that I'm having when you're looking at law of probabilities. And then you have the other probabilities that there was violence between whose home was it again?
Albert's home.
And O'Keefe.
Yeah.
Once again, you look at the documentation, you look at reports of Albert's behavior towards O'Keefe and all the people involved. Has there ever been reports of that happening? Has there ever been escalations of violence or indications of aggression between those two or Albert and anyone?
Mm-hmm.
There's not. So what's the likelihood and law of probability of that going from zero to 100?
Mm-hmm.
Then we just look at the law of probability of what's the probability of someone being over intoxicated, inebriated, accidentally backing into someone and hitting them. Again, we're just looking at law of probabilities.
Yeah. And also, if you're looking at the law of probabilities, what's the probability? Let's go down the road for a moment of the story that he was beaten up in the house. Somehow the dog was involved in some way, shape, or form, which, again, still doesn't make a lot of sense or when or how this dog becomes involved. But let's say this something happened in there, and then what's the probability that a house full of cops who investigate this sort of stuff, who investigate crimes and bad behavior all the time, would find it to be a bright idea to drag him out to the front lawn and drop him right there? Not like in the path of the snowplow, not back behind the house where there's a railroad track, but literally just on the front lawn right there. It's snowing. Eventually, yeah, he's going to get covered, but he's laying there initially where there isn't snow. So they thought if they killed him, this would be a great idea. Drag him to the front yard where he's still visible when cars are driving by. What's that probability?
And then we can, and Tony, let's back it up even a little bit earlier into the evening and night.
Yeah.
So this isn't like O'Keefe just showed up at Albert's house uninvited.
Yeah.
This was an invite. This was an after party. This was let's keep it going. Mm-hmm. That's not something you do with people that have animosity towards you, that want to have a fight with you, want to escalate the behavior, and then stick their dog on you.
No.
But you see what I mean? I mean, all the data points of consistency with behavior are incongruent with what defense is claiming.
Yes.
And so there you go.
And until the defense has said, you can't claim this part anymore about the third party culprit. And they still are allowed to claim it. They just can't put Colin Elbert in there, who was the kid, the 17-year-old who was, you know, doing good in school and everything. And then this completely upended his life, being accused of murder. Like, what are the odds there? Someone who has no history of violence, someone has no history of animosity towards police. I mean, his parents are officers. He grew up around police. That he's going to suddenly randomly attack and possibly kill one of his parents' friends and then continue to help them drag the body into the yard and then continue to cover up this story no matter what. Yeah, probabilities are our friend in this, because you just look at some of these scenarios and you go, that's extremely low. This is extremely low, because all of these pieces have to come together for this all to work out. And when they're all extremely unlikely, but they all would have to congruently come together. Yeah, that really tells you that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And the only thing you can do, so here you are on defense, the only thing you can do when your laws of probability are against you, as they are in this case, and in many cases, is that the only way to counteract that arc of all these behaviors of everyone is clear, articulate evidence, data points, and facts. And that's what they keep trying to do with these interesting experts they have coming in to make really outlandish claims that are also incongruent with behaviors of animals, people, mm-hmm. and things like that. So that's mean it's just it's a show. And now, granted, they if they had just gone down the road of mea culpa, drunken stupidness, manslaughter, I don't think we'd be where we are.
I agree.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.